got staged at Target Street in La Plante.
10-4. We're about a minute out. Just get the dog over.
600, Bearcat operator. Please, decimal length.
Merrill and Dunn are set on perimeter.
West side team is set.
Loop order to 601 permission to move forward with the Bearcat element to the front of the target location.
Move forward.
603 tow units on Baston will be arriving shortly.
Edward, 3 copies on G Charles.
Bearcats at the main entrance, taking our turn.
Somebody's on the front porch, looks like they're sitting outside of our...
That's going to be the neighboring address.
Bearcat, you have a lot of movement to yourself across the parking lot.
Bearcat, stay where you're at. We're going to stay here because we got a good visual of the door. We got good cover. So if you want to go ahead and orientate that turret to the main target address and then get the floodlight. There you go.
You've got movement in apartment B. They're shutting their door.
Lippert, are you copying the announcement?
Yes, it could be a little louder, though.
You guys want your order to move up to Bearcat, though?
Yeah, Schroeder, you can move up and hop in the back of the Bearcat, make your phone calls.
Here to 601, we made multiple announcements over the PA with no response at the front door or the front windows.
Copy.
Lupert and O'Brien, you're going to be the leader in the Bearcat. If Schroeder gets any info or any contact, I'm going to need you to be the reporting party to us right away on any info he gathers on the phone.
10-4, Lupert and O'Brien, is he attempting phone contact?
One call was made, answered, and then hold up on.
Good copy. Keep trying, please.
2053, the yellow car.
Send a text as well, I don't know who it is.
Clear Charlie Street from 89
Malvo. O'Brien, can you make a couple more PA announcements, please?
Oh. Yeah, 1 second. She's on the phone with her. Sounds like a phone contact.
10-4.
Solomon, are you able to orientate one of the Bearcat lights on the second floor window above the main entry door there?
Short conversation with Mahala. She denied being in the apartment. She did call back, so I will attempt another call shortly. It sounded like there was definitely a child and a male with her.
10-4.
Follow-up call is going to voicemail. He's leaving a message.
Roberto O'Brien.
Go ahead.
If she makes phone contact again, she's still denying being in there. Let's try to blip our air horn or siren and see if Kyle can hear it through the cell phone. Hopefully we can confirm her presence that way. If she answers again.
Copy that.
Did you go to Roberta?
Go ahead.
Are you seeing lights on in the residence at all?
Negative. We have all the blinds pulled on the front, but in the cracks it does not appear that there's any lights on, at least on the first floor or second.
10-4. Phone calls are continuing to go to voicemail and no response on text.
She's calling back on the phone. Stand by. That's a negative on here in the air horn.
10-4.
3 have been placed on hold. She hung up on us. So she denied being inside. Kyle did hear a male voice in the background, but she disconnected before we could get the second confirmation on here in the airport.
10-4.
Sounds like she's claiming that she's going to be pulling up from outside the apartment now, rise up for vehicles.
Good copy. OICs, do we have officers nearby that can intercept her if she does arrive? I have Lentz and Daryl here, but they're pulling rear security for us right now with some uncooperative citizens.
Check on a group of about 3 juveniles riding their skateboards on traffic in the parking
lot. We'll make the call.
1607 West Mason. The caller says they've been here for a few hours and cars keep honking at them to get out of the way.
Going out to the bridge. 911 of 1958.
911. Marla said she's going to be walking up the driveway to the apartment complexes in a minute to 5 minutes. She'll have her child with her. I advised her to meet an officer by the street light in the Adams driveway.
Rob, what's your name? 603 units, just stay in the area here. We've been told that one of the tenants might be pulling up in front of the apartment complex.
Only phone number is able to change for Dante, went straight to Wishnell.
What kind of vehicle are we looking for?
It's
unknown at this time. We're trying to get that.
They pulled the cane.
Edward 3 to 601.
The vehicle that the female is going to be driving is going to be a dark green BMW X3. It's going to be like an SUV. Four-door.
SUV.
Good copy. Message relay to patrol.
61, I believe that should be parked in front of the target address.
Rager, so our green SUV should be going to Spinnaker.
Some movement in the back towards the Bearcat. White top, long hair.
Officer Lentz is moving to interceptor.
So male, two-tone, white top, black bottom, dark pants. Officer Lentz has contact at this time.
Blue Bird at 600 units for an update. We're going to give her a couple more minutes here to see if she shows up to get some more info from the renter. If she does not, we have a plan where we're able to maneuver the Bearcat up close to the front door. And then we also have a plan for how to safely get a creature up to the door to breach the door. We're still going to be somewhat exposed and have several threats to deal with. If it comes to that, we may be requesting a flashbang at the back of the residence to buy us a little distraction so we can get the breacher up to the door to breach and then safely back behind cover. But before we make that movement, I'll let everybody know. 602 copies.
If any of you just have an open line turbo in the background.
We're at 601.
Go ahead.
Any info from control of them intercepting her?
Negative.
10-4. We have no sight of her either. We're going to go ahead and just begin the initial execution of that plan I put out earlier, maneuvering the Bearcat up to the front door and just getting a position set to breach. And then we'll do a tactical pause and I'll evaluate a breach from there.
Good cut. Dispatch team, it's on SWAT. Let's just advise that the female is inside and getting the baby ready, and we'll be coming out.
Good copy, dispatch. We're at 601, we're going to hold our position then.
We're at the lens. Who do you have contact with?
Her father, who's been on the phone.
Valenciani.
Let's copy.
Merrill to the gentleman.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not. Actually coming out.
I'm hoping you have a better distance to the back.
She told the dad she's getting close on the baby. It was just warm, but then we called the front door.
60 yards from it with the
truck. Copy.
Yeah, 10-4, we'll take care of it.
Copy that.
Luberta, for an update, this is directly from Officer Lentz. She is putting on warm clothes on herself and the child, and she says she's going to be coming out the front door shortly.
381, they're hanging in on Dustin. Go ahead. Do you have an ETA for this car, and how would you like us to approach a stop on it?
You can probably stand by. Sounds like that might not happen.
10-4.
They're going to let Luberta know that the third party that's in there wants to come out all together versus her and the baby coming out separate.
Copy.
Three,
that's
why
you just give us a
shuttle
through.
Personal units, CLD restricted, regular traffic, both in here and
all. Charles 2 Telfair.
That house with the apartment with the light on, our target address is the one to the immediate left, correct?
Correct, it's in between the back lights and then the lights coming from the
living area to the left, it's right in between the hole. Converted to 600 units.
The party that is all with Lentz, the male party that walked up, has direct contact with the subjects inside. They said that they're too afraid to come out one by one, so they're going to be coming out all together, all three of them, the male target, female, and the child, all at once out the front door, so we're standing by for that.
Roberta, do you want to get a dog up front in case he uses that as a decoy and squirts out?
Not right now. We already discussed that out here. We kind of have a plan for that. 10-4.
Converted to 601,
just to your track.
And Officer Salzman now has the canine up by the Bearcat for the contingency the subject does run. So the subject does run out the front door. Officer Salzman and Officer Christensen will be the canine that will be in pursuit of their main target. And we are going to stay on the address and hopefully have contact with the female. We're going to stay on the address and hold.
Good copy. Just so you're aware as well, we've got three patrol units to the south of your location.
10-4. Salzman, you tracking that?
Copy. Christensen and ILP, the flight team is takes off.
Affirmative, and patrol has three units directly to our south. I'm guessing down by the access to the driveway of the place.
10-4. Another darked out SUV just pulled in the lot.
Looper it over, Ryan. We got several people out here now gathering behind us. Everything's okay, but can you just make a couple more announcements just so the whole neighborhood can hear? 10-4.
It's gonna be louder. It's gonna be louder.
Said another minivan arrived, parked behind Officer Sullivan's squad in blackout.
600, can you have patrol block off the driveway so we can get air out?
Yep.
We will do that.
van.
Contact at front, contact at front. Dante is coming out and complying right now. We also have the female standing in the doorway holding the child. We're giving them commands right now and they're complying.
Just have her open that door again before she approaches when we're ready.
10-4.
2-8-1, you're still on scene. 10-4, I'm blocking the entrance.
10-4.
Female's walking out now. We got her to push the door open, so front door's wide open.
Daryl, she can get a part into the door. Her dad would like to see her as soon as he can, so whenever it's safe, he'd like to talk to her.
Superintendent of 601, we have male target, the female out, and the infant out. Can we get one patrol officer to come out to our location with the squad? We're going to secure the female and her infant with Daryl and Lentz. We just need one more squad to secure the male target.
Good copy.
Superintendent of all 600 units. So we have our three main parties we expected to be inside out, and they're currently being detained in the back of squad cars. Questioning them upon coming out, we're being told that there's nobody else inside the residence. They were the only three. Well, Brian, you want to make a couple more announcements, phantom ones, for anyone else inside to come out?
T1's wounded up to patrol.
We're at 600 units for an update. We're going to have a drone fly up to the main entrance, the front door. We're going to clear the immediate area in the front door, and then we're going to move up on the home and begin a slow clear with the canine and technology.
601 copies.
Good job, no copies.
Merrill copy.
Drone is up and moving to the front.
Suspect going to be a male black wearing a white hoodie.
All 600 units. We got the drone up at the front door. It's door closed, so we can't get it into the actual structure. We're going to be moving up to reach the screen door, get the drone in, and then we're going to begin our delivery clear.
601 copy.
Merrill, keep an eye on that second floor window for us.
Merrill, count eyes on.
K9's in the home right now. We're at the front door.
Edward one, David one.
Go ahead. Are you 1019?
With a passenger.
David 4 is gone.
Being to unit inside, are you clearing towards the back door? I can see a light on inside.
10-4, we are.
Charlie 1-3. 2 Charles 3, have you met with the complainant yet?
1-0.
Copy, is it David Beatleston?
Negative. It's going to be 5 things.
Floor's clear. We're moving to the second floor. Go ahead.
Clear to put the canine back.
Affirmative.